thought this was interesting here. I heard that an autograph expert has said that Hillary Clinton's autograph is the most valuable of all the candidates. For instance, a Hillary Clinton signed hat is worth about $1,500. While a Jeb Bush signed hat is worth whatever the hat cost originally, minus a few bucks for the Jeb Bush signature.
Jeb Bush says that he sees himself as a joyful tortoise. At least that's what he told a teenager on the campaign trail yesterday. The Republican presidential candidate gave the boy a toy turtle and said that he carries them around in his pocket.
Which has led some to ask, is that a toy turtle in your pocket, or are you just really bad at running for president?
In the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Mexico. Welcome. Thank you for spending part of your Saturday night right here with me on the John Brislin Show. It is, let's see, about 9:07 is what I have on January 16th, 2016. And this year is already shaping up to have some very, very interesting points in it. And it is a little bit of a lens into the future, I think. We have seen President Obama's last State of the Union address. I think most of us can breathe a sigh of relief and see the light at the end of the tunnel, or however you want to look at the Obama presidency as its waning days are here in front of us, here upon us. And basically what we thought the State of the Union was going to be is pretty much what it turned out to be. And it could be summed up by what many children, the way many children describe it: boring, not fun, not cool. Where are my Legos? Well, right now I'm reaching for my Legos too when I talk about the State of the Union address, because even Legos or anything else would be more interesting. But that's what it is. Unless you're a government politics policy wonk like me and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass waving at you right now. You hear that sound? That's the sound of Denise waving at you and smiling and wishing you were here. The more interesting thing to me was the response to the president's State of the Union address. And as a side note, this is the first time that I have been terribly proud of the response. As in, even looking at the response to the president's comments in the State of the Union, even looking at the response or the State of the Union and saying, my God, it moved me. But it did. It did. These are some of the words that moved me.
I'm Nikki Haley, governor of the great state of South Carolina. I'm speaking tonight from Columbia, our state's capital city. Much like America as a whole, our state has a rich and complicated history, one that proves the idea that each day can be better than the last. In just a minute, I'm going to talk about a vision of a brighter American future. But first, I want to say a few words about President Obama, who just gave his final State of the Union address. Barack Obama.
Now, what she does here is something that reminds me of, I'm trying to remember, was it one of the Shakespeare plays? I want to say I can't remember which one, but there was a speech that was given by... I wish I knew, but it's there is a line that says, "I come not to bury Caesar, but to praise him." And that is exactly what Nikki Haley did. She came and she praised Obama. And it's just like in the quote from the play, he actually was trying to bury Caesar, but starting off in support of Caesar. She started off in support of Barack Obama when she is not terribly in support of him. Here's my take. She came to the middle. She came to the middle and found some value in what he did and what he said. Political take? She wants to get the independents to vote Republican, so she wants to appeal to the independents. Okay, that's fine. That's political politics. But she came to the middle at the serious risk of alienating those very, very vocal, very loud, right-wing extreme nut job wing nuts. The loudest of all conservatives out there are the radical wing nuts, and they are making us all look bad. I remember when I was in the Army, we would be out on leave, and a couple guys, usually kids, but you know, whatever, the guys, a couple of them would drink too much and start causing a problem and start to knock things over or get loud or get vulgar or start to treat a restaurant or a bar as if it were we were out in the middle of the field and it didn't matter what we said. Well, it does matter what we said, because we were representing our unit, the Army, and by extension, the country. Getting loud like that isn't okay. And Nikki Haley came out and said, no, getting loud isn't the best thing. In fact, quote, "In many parts of society today, whether in popular culture, academia, the media, or politics, there is a tendency to falsely equate noise with results." Equate noise with results. We're going to get back to that in a second, but I want you to hear this.
Obama's election as president 7 years ago broke historic barriers and inspired millions of Americans. As he did when he first ran for office, tonight President Obama spoke eloquently about grand things. He's at his best when he does that. Unfortunately, the president's record has often fallen far short of his soaring words.
Yes, the president himself has big words, and oftentimes he doesn't live up to those words. The big words give us hope, and that's great. Nikki Haley went out on a limb today. Not today. What we're talking about today is when Nikki Haley went out on a limb when she responded to the president's State of the Union. She came out what many would say, and I think few would deny, was an attack on Donald Trump and on Ted Cruz and anyone else that tries to model their style. Their style of look at me politics. Their style of bling bling politics. I'm going to wear my gold tooth and my beeper and my gold chain and my Mercedes and my $4,000 suits. All not because I'm a good person, but because you can look at me, look at me, look at me. It's the dad that didn't give them the attention that they needed, and now they spend the rest of their days on this earth trying to get the attention from anybody that will give it to them. Which, in this case, has led some people into the presidency. And that's not new. What's new is Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley called them on it. And it caused the firestorm for her. And you know what else it caused? Screw them. She's got me. I cannot believe what I saw in her. Vice presidential nominee, my pick, Nikki Haley, governor, South Carolina. My pick for president, I'm not going to get it, but my pick is John Kasich. John Kasich, Nikki Haley, top of the ticket, bottom of the ticket. We have got to draw attention to the lunacy of looking at someone who is just making the most noise and assuming that they are making the most sense. When I was at Merrill Lynch, I love him to death. Their training program was the best on the street, but the trainers that I had were crap. And they said something to me that I will never forget. They said, in order to be successful in the business of finance, you must show a flurry of activity. It was one of the stupidest things I've ever heard a man say. It's not a flurry of activity. Motion is not action, is not accomplishment. Well, actually, motion is action, but it's not accomplishment. It is ego. It is appealing to his own ego with Donald Trump and various others and allowing us to feel the sweet, the seductive, sort of vicarious joy of living through someone who is that wrapped up into themselves. Because maybe we can be Batman and we can fight crime from a billionaire's pocketbook. And maybe without the fighting crime, we can at least live and get some change and accomplish some sort of justice through the billionaire's pocketbook of Donald Trump. Why? Where have we come where now all we think about is ourselves and what this country can do for us? The distance that we have traveled since a pretty great president, even though he was the wrong party. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Amazing. Men of both parties can come up with a good line once in a while. A line that should be written in stone. Probably is somewhere if I knew better. We don't take that to heart anymore. The great philosopher, the great 20th century philosopher George Carlin said it this way. We can tell who we are and how we have evolved and who we have become through our magazines. It used to be that our magazines were called Life, and we all read them. And then Time is what we all read. And then People magazine is what we all cared about. And then a new magazine came out called Us. And eventually, the magazine came out called Self. And therein lies the problem. All we want to know about is a big old book talking about us. We want us 24/7. And it's a relatively new phenomenon. Throughout history, over the thousands of years, in the last 30 to 50 years, this development of self-obsession with self-aggrandizement and self-satisfaction and immediate gratification, it's not what we have always done as humans. Society has not always done that. In fact, if we look back throughout time, what we will see is that peoples of the world have always worshipped something bigger than themselves, something outside of themselves. The god Ra, your god, whatever, Jesus, or the Jewish god, or the Muslim god, or something, whether it's something outside of yourself. It could be nature, it could be buffalo. But now, if an alien were to come here and look down at our earth, not knowing anything but what he observes, and say, well, what is it they worship? What do they build their temples to? We build our temples to money and greed and ourselves. More on that when we come back to the John Breslin Show. Phone number is 257-5396, 257-KDWN. Stay right where you are, you. Yeah.
John Brislin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
How would you love to generate a great income from the comfort of your home? Well, now you can. This amazing money-making home-based business is designed to give you time and freedom. Would your life change if you made $10,000 within 21 days and $20,000 plus every month thereafter? Sounds amazing, right? Anyone can do it, even you. Call 800-704-8681 and let their expert staff tell you all about this brand new business opportunity. Why wait? You have nothing to lose. We have the tools, training, resources, and community to help anyone get on the fast track to success. Call 800-704-8681. That's 800-704-8681. It's the easiest, most powerful home-based money-making system on the web. Call today and change your life.
And this year is a little different. The president's speech is going to be what his aides are calling non-traditional. I'm not sure what that is, but I assume it means it's going to be barefoot on the beach. Everyone's in, like, cream linen, rolled cuffs. And instead of maybe a State of the Union cake, maybe cupcakes. That's fun. And Congress is writing its own vows. We promise not to do anything you propose forever and ever and ever and ever.
The White House revealed over the weekend that President Obama privately met with Bernie Sanders. And when she heard this, Hillary Clinton fake smiled so hard, her ears touched in the back.
Things are looking up for Jeb Bush. Things are looking down for Jeb Bush. He's, according to a new Gallup poll, Jeb Bush is the least liked candidate amongst the Republican field. But at least he's leading the field, right? His name identification among voters is at 89%, which is very high, which means people know who he is, they just don't like him. And his favorability rating is -1, which I don't know how that's even possible. It's zero. Doesn't zero mean nobody likes you? And -1, does that mean dead people have a negative opinion of you?
The John Brislin Show, your favorite political talk.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN.
If you're in business, you need a website. If you don't have a website, you're not in business. In fact, your website is the lifeblood of your business. Not only is it the first impression you make with potential clients, it's also how your current customers view you. MyLaunchKits.com understands this and offers web hosting services that are fast, secure, and managed by dedicated professionals. MyLaunchKits.com is your launchpad for success and handles everything you will need for your company's website. From web hosting and design, designing your e-commerce site, search engine optimization, web hosting for Linux, WordPress, and Windows, and much more. When you're a client of MyLaunchKits.com, you will have a free domain name, fast, reliable servers with a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 24/7 customer support with our experts who are available to assist you the moment you need them. And our services are priced to fit any company's budget. Boost your business potential with MyLaunchKits.com or call 800-264-3269.
Take charge of your life. Experience unlimited happiness, personal development, self-improvement, success, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Get my ultimate ebook that will improve your mindset and help you take control of your own destiny for just $8.99. Available at www.loyaldetermined.com. Sign up now to get started. My ebook, The Liquid Ether Physics, offers a unique opportunity to empower yourself and take control of your own destiny. Take advantage of this great offer just by signing up. Grab your copy now. www.loyaldetermined.com.
Do you make knives by hand or know somebody that does? Then remember this web address, handmadeknifeclub.com. Handmade Knife Club is a new service where you can sell your handmade knives for only 1% plus PayPal fees. Stop paying more to sell with other online marketplaces. Stop paying more to compete with makers of handmade jewelry and soap. If you make knives, then you need a marketplace to sell your knives that is just for you. List your handmade knives for sale on HandmadeKnifeClub.com and pay only 1% plus PayPal fees. And you pay nothing until your knives are sold. Check out HandmadeKnifeClub.com and list your handmade knives for sale today. HandmadeKnifeClub.com is veteran-owned and operated. That's HandmadeKnifeClub.com.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome back, my babies. Welcome back to What Is It Say It With Me, the John Brislin Show. John the Revelator. I don't know exactly where I'm going with this, but just follow me, my babies. Oh, once in a while, you just got to lean your head back and let it go. Just have fun with life, whatever it is. We get too wound up. Too wound up, as someone told me recently, but we get too wound up in ourselves. How's that for a transition? Because we are not looking to the places that really matter, the forest for the trees and the flowers and the bees and the, I don't know, that's the best I can give you for poetry. But the point is, we can do better. And as Americans and as voters in this case, we can't gripe and moan when the president, whichever party it is, isn't giving us what they promised us when we accepted what they fed us in the campaign. I want you to hear, listen, close your eyes. Not if you're driving. If you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. But think to yourself about what I just said, how we have gone from Life magazine to Time to People to Us to Self, and how we are focused on ourselves and obsessed with ourselves, and how we didn't always used to be that way. And now listen to this. Okay, well, it's Donald Trump we don't have that dramatic clip that I was hoping for, but it's Donald Trump claiming credit for the Iran hostage exchange and how it's all because of him, and he's been going on and on about this forever, and they're listening to him. Let me tell you something about the Barack Obama administration and Secretary John Kerry. They're not worried about what makes Donald Trump smile. They're not worried about what he brings up. Nobody in this Democrat White House cares about what makes Donald Trump's hair part. Nobody cares. But he is so enamored with himself. He is so comfortable with telling other people how great he is that he can't stop himself. It's something that you learn from one place: television. It's not real. It's Memorex. But that's Trump. That's our political parties, and that is not good enough for us. Let's go to the phone lines, and line one, Angeli, you are on with John. Welcome, my friend.
Oh, am I on the air, mon ami?
Good to hear you.
Well, Angeli Rubelli calling. Here's the thing. Let me ask you, let me do it this way, a compliment and a critique, okay?
Well, everybody loves me. I'm fantastic. I'm spectacular. So do the compliment much louder, and then we'll just skip on past the critique. That's how we do it.
For sure. All right. So anyway, let me shift time. I mean, I can go with Trump, but here's the thing. Let me ask you this, man. What does you want to, you, as per your thing, you must want it bad. What does that mean? I mean, it's your store.
I'm not sure what you're asking me, but that line comes from what I say at the close of every show, that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight. What it means,
absolutely.
What it means is a quote from a famous movie that says, someone else can scream at the top of you, their lungs what you would oppose for a lifetime at the top of yours.
Right. So anyway, so as I'm hearing you, as you're writing your script, I dig what you're saying. But here's the thing, man. I mean, I'm not a Trumpy. All right, you got me?
No. You're still here. Uh-oh. I was worried that you weren't.
Okay. Oh, well, there was a dump there. I heard it beep. But anyway,
I apologize. Go ahead.
No, apologize. No apologize allowed in the rebellious angel's way. You know this. But anyway, here's the compliment. Here's my thing. Let me ask a couple of quick things, okay? In order to be a free man, you must buy your own airtime. Agreed?
No, I don't, but,
Okay. Well, I mean, hang tough, a small attack. Okay. Most all military people are socialists. This is a hard one. This, now bear with me. I used to hang with,
Are you asking me a true or false?
No, well, I'm just throwing steam at you. It's just
okay. Well, the military is a collective organization where you're not out for the self. You're out for the platoon, the team, the squad. Yes.
Yes. And
the country and the Constitution.
Yes. Well, but let's be a little careful on the Constitution, man. That doesn't work in the military, right?
I'm not really following, Angeli.
I know. No one does. But what I'm saying is, if you want to be a free man, you must buy your own time. You dig that, right?
Okay.
No, but what I'm saying is, here's the thing, man. This is a compliment, okay? Maybe you have other people. I like your show. Oh, by the way, I'm just a caller. But are you working on that second hour yet?
Well, you know, when it's right for me and right for the station, then I will be very happy. But I'm kind of running out of time. I'm up against a break.
Tough.
Can you just
how about if there were some people that would throw money at you? Would that help?
If what?
You know, if there were some people that would throw money at you, would that help?
Well, yeah. I mean, it always makes things work a little bit more efficiently. Sure.
Then ask for it, man. I mean, we might not agree with you, but...
All right, send me $1,000. Angeli, send me $1,000.
I can do that, but rock and roll children need a voice, dig? Be awesome.
I dig. You are a cool cat, my friend, but I've got to kick you out the door and let you go do your business outside because I've got to go to a break.
Bye.
All right, Angeli Ribelli, I appreciate the call. You be safe out there. This is the John Breslin Show. More calls coming up after this. Stay right where you are.
The John Breslin Show, your favorite political talk.
How would you love to generate a great income from the comfort of your home? Well, now you can. This amazing money-making home-based business is designed to give you time and freedom. Would your life change if you made $10,000 within 21 days and $20,000 plus every month thereafter? Sounds amazing, right? Anyone can do it, even you. Call 800-704-8681 and let their expert staff tell you all about this brand new business opportunity. Why wait? You have nothing to lose. We have the tools, training, resources, and community to help anyone get on the fast track to success. Call 800-704-8681. That's 800-704-8681. It's the easiest, most powerful home-based money-making system on the web. Call today and change your life.
Donald Trump, in a new interview, continued to question Ted Cruz's eligibility for president and said, if you're born in Canada, it's immediately a little bit of a problem. Apparently, Trump believes that if you weren't born in the U.S., the highest office you can hope for is wife.
In fact, several candidates are now accusing Ted Cruz of not actually being a natural-born American citizen. And if it's true, it could mean he couldn't be president. Cruz is not happy about this, but I think now he might be trying a little bit too hard to sound American. Watch this.
You know, JFK said, some men see things as they are and ask why. I see things that never were and ask why not. Oh.
Couple problems. Yeah, yeah. One is that quote wasn't actually from John F. Kennedy. That was from Robert F. Kennedy. And secondly, the impression wasn't of John F. Kennedy. It was from Mayor Quimby from The Simpsons.
John Breslin. Not always right, but never wrong.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
The answer to hair loss is where? It is in you. A new hair loss treatment that many people are just starting to discover is platelet-rich plasma. Called today, conventional hair restoration treatments often require surgery and extensive downtime, but with IMC's PRP therapy, treatment is quick. Treatment lasts about 1 hour. Look at the significant results after only 6 weeks. ZMedClinic.com. That's Z, letter Z, MedClinic.com. ZMedClinic.com. Welcome, my babies, back to the John Breslin Show, John the Revelator. Come on now, you know where that comes from, don't you? My mentor, Dr. Johnny Fever, from back in Cincinnati at WKRP. Ah, yes, I got nowhere to go with that, but I've repeated a couple things, and it's worth bearing in mind yet just one more time, because I want to play a clip for you that I tried to explain, but it just can't be explained without hearing it. It's Donald Trump, and let's remember that there was a Teddy Roosevelt at one time that served in the Oval Office. There was a Lincoln. There was a Washington. There was a Washington that said, I do not want power. No man should have power past two terms. There was a Lincoln that said, nothing matters more than the preservation of the Union. There was a Teddy Roosevelt that said, a square deal is an American right, that there should not be polarized classes, but the middle class, a strong middle class. There should be protection of our country. Global ideas. These are the ideas and the ways of thinking of the front runner for our party.
I mean, what Iran has done is incredible, but $150 billion. I have been mentioning this so much, and I guarantee you the United States has been putting so much pressure. Please give us our prisoners back. Please, actually, please, please. This should have been done 3-4 years ago when the deal was struck. Before the deal was made, and this is the world's longest deal, they should have said, we want our prisoners back. Now I have to see what the deal is for the four people, because somebody said, they're getting seven people back. So essentially, they get $150 billion plus seven, and we get four. Meh, doesn't sound too good.
I want to start with words of thanksgiving. We have just gotten the news that Pastor Saeed Abedini and three other Americans are apparently coming home from Iran. And I simply say, praise God. We don't know the details of the deal that is bringing them home, and it may well be that there are some very problematic aspects to this deal. But at least this morning, I am giving thanks that Pastor Saeed is coming home. It is far later than it should have been, but we will be glad to welcome him home with open arms.
Yeah, the billions of dollars that are going to Iran, they're not because Donald Trump arranged for it. They're not because people were intimidated by Donald Trump. And the thing is, he is a businessman. He knows how these deals take place. And he knows that what he's saying is nothing but the bovine feces. He knows. But he thinks we won't notice when he says it. And Tom Cruise, Senator Cruz, Ted Cruz, is almost comical in his patronizing, in his trying to be at one with Christians in the world and in the United States and his Christian voters, talking only about the pastor and praising God. We need better, and we get better when we ask for it, but we're just not asking for it. We can get there, though, and we will. We will. I'm confident, and we will. I have a guest with me today. And his name is Esaias Allen. He is an author of a book that I want to talk to you a little bit about. It's called The Book of the Gods. And, well, Esaias, are you there? Esaias?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Welcome to the John Breslin Show, sir.
Hi.
I want to start with a quote from your website. It's right along the lines of what I was saying earlier in the show. And it says this on your website. It says, "The concept is simple. When inspiration strikes, it's believed that God himself opens up the heavens and touches the writer with creativity. Each work is forged and crafted with one thing in mind, to be the masterpiece." I think that is one of the lines that I have, one of the best lines I've heard in a long time. And excuse me, I said that I didn't give your book the right title. Forgive me, I saw one thing and said something else. It's Chino's Lightning, The Origins. And sir, tell us a little bit about the book so we can talk about it.
Sure. So it's about a kid that goes off in the woods and finds a alien life form. And he is transformed with special abilities, and he goes around fighting supervillains.
Well, that's so you put the excitement right there into it. And what gave you the inspiration for this book? Was it just something that you creatively concocted, or was it something that you saw and adapted to the book?
Well, I'm a big fan of Marvel Comics and DC Comics, and I just wanted my own imprint of things, of how I want my superhero to be.
Well, I was talking to a friend recently about superhero comics and about comic books in general, because I was never a fan growing up. And what I noticed is that he was telling me how the art itself would tell the story and how the characters evolved. And in looking at the few words, maybe 20 or 30 words per, per box, or a small amount of words when you compare it to Gone with the Wind or something. And this friend of mine at length, so we sat down actually over a couple beers, and he was explaining to me how you can look at the art as a masterpiece even, and read the story from the art, from the point of view, almost like a cinema, cinematographic? I'm not saying the right word. But we'll pretend that's the right word. Now, how did you use those kind of ideas in your book? How did you tie all of that together? Because you said your inspiration were comics and Marvel Comics. How did you tie those things together? How did you draw from it? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So the inspiration just came from the ability of having a superpowers and then just evolving from it. Now, when it comes down to Marvel Comics, you're kind of trapped into what they are translating what that scene wants to be. With my book, it's more of a novel. So you're able to create the character however you want him or her to be in your head. So that's a little bit different.
Sure, I get that. I was just trying to combine the two. I hope I didn't do it poorly. Tell us what is, if you were to describe sort of the plot without giving away the end, how would you describe the book? What's the story?
So I would definitely say there is a concept of, you know, good versus evil, of course, and him trying to become the man that he wants to be because he's a kid. And as he grows older in the book, he is becoming into a person that is focusing himself on honor, integrity, and just becoming.
Okay, and it's what's his name again? What's the lead character's name?
Chino.
And what are the things that he is? Is it more of a like a Hobbit story, or is it a military adventure, or is it a what would you compare it to?
Huh. I would probably compare this. Let's see. It's definitely an adventure because he's going to different places. I would probably compare it to maybe, loosely, Spider-Man.
A Spider-Man adventure. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's one of the things that I think of when I think of Marvel Comics and adventures in general, whether it's Spider-Man or some of the science fictions or the Hobbit style stories, it's the modern mythology. It's what we used to look at modern or mythology for in the past. It shows. There is symbolism, and a certain character, well, the simple one that we know now is Darth Vader, represents the darker side, literally, it says, that's dark side, of our souls. And there are things that we can draw from the movie that can move us and that we can see ourselves in the movies. It's modern mythology, and I love that.
Yes, yes. I agree.
Well, can you? I've got to. Denise is giving me the shake in the head thing and the evil eye. So I've got to take a quick break. But can you stay on through the break and we'll finish up this conversation on the other side?
Sure.
Excellent. Well, this is the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Stay right where you are.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
How would you love to generate a great income from the comfort of your home? Well, now you can. This amazing money-making home-based business is designed to give you time and freedom. Would your life change if you made $10,000 within 21 days and $20,000 plus every month thereafter? Sounds amazing, right? Anyone can do it, even you. Call 800-704-8681 and let their expert staff tell you all about this brand new business opportunity. Why wait? You have nothing to lose. We have the tools, training, resources, and community to help anyone get on the fast track to success. Call 800-704-8681. That's 800-704-8681. It's the easiest, most powerful home-based money-making system on the web. Call today and change your life.
Did you know he was born in Canada? So constitutionally, is he even allowed to be the president?
Ted Cruz continues to battle back questions of his eligibility to serve as president.
This is insane! No, you gotta understand, because I didn't know that this could happen to Republicans as well. Like, I thought Republicans are the ones who do this and not the ones who get it done to them. I mean, this for me is like hearing that someone roofied Bill Cosby. That's what this is for me.
President Obama will give his final State of the Union address next week. Isn't that why? The theme of the address will be, I really was born in Kenya. What are you going to do but now, suckers? Yeah.
John Breslin, with a head that big, he's got to know something.
Listen live or archive on www.com. JohnBrislinShow.com.
Do you need a restful night's sleep? I do, and I have found the perfect way to get that restful night's sleep that I need each and every night with the new app from Nighty Night Labs called Deep Sleep Soundscapes. The Deep Sleep Soundscapes app is designed for those of us who need help getting to sleep. Deep Sleep Soundscapes features binaural beats that will help your mind drift gently off to sleep and help you stay asleep. The sounds include Celtic Forest Lullaby, Angel's Lullaby, Brahms Lullaby, Gentle Ocean Waves, Healing Rain, Restful Ocean Sounds, Rain for Slumber, and many more. Find the Deep Sleep Soundscapes app on iTunes, Amazon, and the Google Play Store. Download the Deep Sleep Soundscapes app today and get a restful night's sleep tonight.
If you're planning to send flowers this year, PhoebesGardenGifts.com is the best place to shop. Why? Because unlike those big name and discount flower guys, at PhoebesGardenAndGifts.com, we always deliver the freshest flowers and best memories guaranteed. That's our promise to you. Don't get stuck with frozen flowers on Valentine's Day. Visit PhoebesGardenAndGifts.com. Enter promo code VDAY16R and save 10%. That's PhoebesGardenAndGifts.com.
Are you single and struggling to find your perfect match? Join FilipinoForYou.com today and experience their proven approach to helping you find true love. FilipinoForYou.com is a fun, sincere, family-oriented dating site that caters to Western men seeking Asian singles for love, romance, and marriage. And now for a limited time, they are offering all listeners their exclusive 30-day, 100% free gold-level membership. Simply register now and begin enjoying free, unlimited communication with thousands of attractive singles who are waiting for you. That's FilipinoForYou.com, the number 4, letter U. Discover real love starting today.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Tell me who's the lady. Johnny love the lady. Tell me who's the lady.
My babies.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. My guest today is author Esaias Allen, and he is the author of Chino's Lightning, The Origins. And welcome back, Esaias.
Thank you.
Well, how can someone find out, how can they get their hands on an excerpt from the book and read a little bit, and how can they purchase it?
Sure. You can go to www.booksofthegods.com, or you can go on Kindle and look up Chino's Lightning.
Chino's Lightning. And how much is it on Kindle?
It's 99 cents.
Now, Kindle isn't just on the Kindle device, right? It still works on a Droid and an iPhone?
Yes, you can download the app and you're able to buy the book and read it.
So if you have a phone, which most of us do, and you have a pool, which you probably, you know, well, I guess you're not going to go to, but wherever you go to relax, I'm thinking summertime. I don't know. Inside here, I'm hot, so I'm thinking summer. But wherever you go to relax and you take your book, you can take a good one with you if you take Chino's Lightning, The Origins. All right. Well, Alan, Esaias Allen, thank you very much for spending part of your night with me tonight right here on the John Brislin Show. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Really is an interesting book, and there are some enlightening lines there and thought-provoking philosophies and adventure. So that kind of thing is, well, right up my alley, and you know it's worth checking out. So I hope you do, and I hope you have fun with it. And speaking of having fun, do we have time for any more callers? Do we have... Okay, we're going to have to rush through it. Thank you for being patient, everyone. So we're going to click on you, and you go straight to what it is you want to say, and the time is all yours. So we'll go to line 2, World Citizen in San Francisco. You are on with John.
Hey, thanks a lot, John. Let me just ask you a quick question. Who do you think is going to get asked not to come back at the next debate for the Republicans?
Probably Chris Christie.
Anybody else?
That's Rand, you know, that Rand Paul possibly. Rand Paul possibly and Chris Christie.
He was asked not to show up in for the big one, right?
Who?
And he had more points than Jeb Bush, Rand Paul.
Yeah, Jeb Bush, I think, will just because the money's there and the name is there, and people like the ratings. So it's kind of a funny business. But
all right, man.
That's my prediction. So
all right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. And let's go to line one, Eddie. And let's see, Trump. You think that Trump will pick Kasich as a VP? Welcome. You are on with John.
Thank you, John. Thanks for taking my call. Good evening, America. Yes, I observed that during the last debate Thursday. Trump was warming up to Kasich to be his running mate for the Republican ticket. He's a businessman, like you said yourself, John.
Yep.
And he knows this would accomplish two things. He would smooth things over with the Republican establishment, and this would increase his chances of winning both New York and Ohio, which would give the Republicans about a 90% chance of winning the White House. And if he were to pick Kasich as his running mate, John, would you change your opinion of Trump?
No, I'm sorry. My opinion of Trump is based on the fact that he says things that only a ridiculous person or someone who I believe is ridiculous says. That wouldn't change at all who he stands next to. I think John Kasich, I think you're absolutely right. John Kasich is a great pick. No Republican has ever won the White House without John Kasich state.
That's right.
Ohio.
Would you concede to Hillary then?
Would I concede? I mean, would I give up the White House to Hillary? I think that I have a hard time believing that Hillary Clinton could do any more damage than someone with lunatic ideas like Donald Trump could do. I mean, if you like Donald Trump, you should go with Ted Cruz. And I've got to go. Oh, please call next week and we'll continue. I'm sorry.
I love Ted Cruz, but it ain't going to happen, John.
All right. Well, this is one thing that is going to happen is what happens every week, where I get to remind you and myself and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Denise every Saturday night at 9 o'clock on the John Brislin Show, johnbrislinshow.com, John Brislin Show, Facebook, Twitter, and all the good stuff. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of Seven Seals.
News Talk 720 KDWN Las Vegas.